it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. And I'm coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got some special guests in the studio. Got to say what's up to my buddy Wally. What's up, Wally?
What's up, swell people?
Got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
How's it going?
Hope you guys had a great weekend, because I most certainly did, in spite of me being all hacking and sniffling and sneezing due to this lovely spring weather. I'm loving the spring. I mean, if you want to call it a spring, because it's still cold as hell outside. I don't know. It's a little chilly out there. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. I'm so happy that you decided to join us, because we're going to have a great show as per usual. Here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because dating can be ugly sometimes, just a little bit. I don't know. It's been ugly for me sometimes. I just had a bad date for the first time in who knows how long this past weekend. So, yeah, so that was a little ugly, but whatever.
How long was your streak up until?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't really date that much, so I don't know. It's been a long time, I guess. A few months since I had a bad date.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good. So, that's a good streak.
Yeah, it's the first time in a while. I can't even think of, like, what was the worst date I've had before then. I remember the weather being warmer, so. That was a long time ago. But I gotta say happy birthday to my grandmother, Marjorie Teresa Fenwick Clark. She would have been 93 years old today, and may she rest in perfect peace. I miss her so much. But yes, April 6th, she's an April baby just like me. So happy birthday to my grandmother Marjorie, who is resting peacefully in heaven. I also got to say happy early Deltaversary to my line. That's Spring 2001. Line of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Kappa Psi Chapter, Frostburg State University. We'll be celebrating 13 years. Wow.
Yeah, Deltas are cool. I have two Deltas in my family. So Deltas are cool.
13 years. I can't believe it's been that long. But yes, 13 years. So I got to send a special shout out to my line sisters, Mimi, Joaquina, Rashana, and Cece. Love you guys. Can't wait for us to party sometime soon, get together, fellowship like we always do in April, because April is a great month. It's a busy month because, you know, it's my Deltaversary. It's my birthday, which is April 20th. Yes, 420. That's my birthday. And the phone is ringing already. I must go ahead and mute that. Didn't know the ringer was still on. But yes, also in April is our bruncheon, our Why Am I Still Single brunch and relationship forum. We're going to have a great time at the 201 bar. It's on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4. Make sure you get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. And I actually went to 201 last night. I had a ball. And I had some food, and it was effing delicious. I mean, it was so bleeping good that I ate the rest of it today before I came to the studio, so pardon my breath if it's a little tart. But but I digress, because that is not what we're talking about tonight. Tonight we're talking about second chances. Do you give somebody a second chance? Let's say it didn't work out the first time around, and the person resurfaced and wants to try again. Are you down for giving second chances, or do you just say good riddance? So let's talk about it. The number tonight is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So we're going to get into some music before we dive right into the topic. So once again, the number is 301-560-6992. So we'll be here and we'll be right back. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Seems like we said too much, drank too much. Let our emotions play out of touch. I'll go outside and watch it rain. I'll go outside and give you space. I'll be outside cooling off. But no matter how far I roam,
Down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you tune in each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. And also check out the great programming that we have on this wonderful station, because we play a lot of great stuff, great music that you've never heard, because you're not going to hear it on commercial radio. We play real music right here on The Flow. And speaking of real music, you just heard music from Lauryn Hill. The song was X Factor. And right before that was my boy Bilal with Restart. Because tonight we are talking about second chances. Do you give second chances? Keep in mind the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Now I got my buddy Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
How's it doing?
Pretty damn good. Got Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
Hello. Hello, nice people.
Second chances. So we're going to start with the dating aspect of things. You know, the date goes sour. You know, all hell hits the fan. Caca. You know, it's just bad. Just like the date I had on Friday was bad. So do you give a second chance? I'm going to pass it to you, Joey.
I don't know. I think it's different for, you know, girls versus guys. Usually that's in y'all's court.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not really up to us most of the time. Although...
Let's say she effed it up. Let's say she, I don't know, was picking her nose at the dinner table or something like that. Or she passed gas. Or maybe she got too drunk. Or I don't know. Maybe she didn't smell very good. You know, would you give her a second chance? Maybe she wasn't on her best behavior because something was going on. And she called you and said, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I had an attitude. It's just that, you know, I broke my fingernail and it ruined my day.
See, that's the thing. I'm figuring the most likely case of it why it wouldn't have worked out on that first date is probably because she's crazy. or I have determined.
Well, define crazy.
Either she's got the crazy eyes, which, like, you just know.
Do,
like,
I have crazy eyes?
Well, now you do.
Uh-oh.
Give me those. like all the time. Like like that ex-girlfriend meme. You look so nice today. Like, no. Too wide open, that kind of look. Or just, like, she's talking about stuff that you weren't expecting, like... I have 4 hamsters. Like, okay. That's a little bit.
I have 50 cats.
Yeah, that's the red flags. Just the typical red flags.
So, under what circumstance would you give someone a second chance when it comes to, like, you know, it's the first date, just didn't go well, the chemistry wasn't there, y'all weren't vibing, or I don't know, she was on her cell phone. What would it take for you to have, you know, give her a second chance for another date?
I think it would depend on how desperate I was.
It depends on your desperation.
It depends purely on desperation. I think most of the time I probably would be like, I don't see this working, but... You know, maybe people do have kind of off nights. If it kind of felt like, you know, I could kind of see, if I can kind of picture it in my head where, you know, maybe it was just a bad day and then it'd probably be worth again. But, you know, generally speaking, I've kind of learned to trust my instincts with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably not likely to do it again.
This date is over.
Pretty much.
So what about you, Wally?
Yeah, it typically depends on how you look.
It depends on how you look?
Yeah.
So she's not very cute?
Let's be real. It's a degree of what you can tolerate with somebody's appearance. So if she's bad, then you're going, and it's a bad day, you'd be like, you know what, I give her a second chance. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But if it's like, if she's in a, she's so-so, you'd be like, nah, that's okay. You know what I mean? I think for a guy, 9 times out of 10, it depends on, I mean, looks, it depends on looks. Because mm-hmm. initially, you're attracted to that person physically. So that really propels you to want to take that person out.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, when you have that conversation, you're like, well, I ain't really vibing her. But she looks good. So maybe I can do part two.
Yeah.
You can do part two.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I have a chance. So it just depends. In my opinion, it can go to the outer appearance mm-hmm. than anything. So.
It's, I don't know. I guess it's the opposite for me, because I can be attracted to you at the onset, you know, during the date. But once you say something like off the cuff that I don't like or agree with, or you just say something really stupid, or I think that you're stupid, or a loser, or lame, or just an effing weirdo,
yeah.
it's just not going to work for me. Like, I can't, you know, have date number two.
Yeah.
In most cases.
Well, I think it's different from between guys and girls. I think guys, their mindset's totally different, to a point where, again, initially you're thinking, okay, because of how that person looks, because of how the presentation, their body, all that included, you're willing to tolerate a little bit more. Than probably a female, because I mean obviously a female's looking at a dude and like, okay, well, if you're
he
stupid,
could be a potential mate,
yeah, exactly,
versus
exactly
a guy thinking I could just bang her back,
yeah, exactly,
out.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
I mean, I might just want to get done too.
That's a possibility. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm
but
just saying.
even if he says something, even if he comes off as dumb, or I just can't do it. If he, I can't even curse. I'm not trying to curse on the air, so I'll just refrain from.
I've been around real dumb people, dumb females, and I'll say it's real. I have, and I gave them a part two. You know what I mean? Because they looked all right. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and be ignorant to it. Yes, I've done it, because I look at the outer appearance. I'm like, wow.
She's so beautiful, but she's so dumb.
It's like blah 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 blah, and I'm like, well.
There's like a maximum, like there's a curve, and then you hit that curve and you're like, all right, that's too far.
Because
like for me, it's like I have a fear of getting dumb on my junk. Like I just don't want it. That's my fear. Yeah.
He don't want his penis catching stupid.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
And he'll be tainted for life.
Sorry. It's the same thing applies. Like honestly, like you know, this chick could be crazy, but at the same time, she looks really good, and you're thinking yourself.
A lot of dudes like to sleep with crazy chicks. Well, that's why they have babies by these chicks. She got
really,
4 and 5 kids. The broad is crazy. Ain't got a pot to piss
really
in,
like,
or a window to throw it out of, and the dude will still hit that.
See, they don't really like the craziness.
They like the crazy poon.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's because she's passionate until she's crazy.
Yeah.
Like up until you have sex and you have sex, she's really passionate. And then when she's burning your mattress, she's crazy. Like, and it all happens in the same night, the same girl.
But also, I mean, in terms of the crazy thing, sometimes you can be fooled. I've been fooled before.
Mm-hmm.
You can be fooled. You think somebody's normal, and then all of a sudden they flip out on you. So it just depends.
Yeah. So has there ever, like, what's the worst date that you've been on, Joey? Has anybody just completely?
I was the
up?
Reason it was the bad date.
Oh,
so
wow.
I can't.
What did you do?
I did not know how to conduct myself because it had been a long time between dates, and so I didn't know what to talk about. I didn't know how fast or slow to go. Like the funny thing was,
you just had ADD.
Well, what happened was I met the girl at like a club,
mm-hmm.
and that night I kind of just had it. Like my mojo was with me, everything was mm-hmm. moving great, and then
I behave.
And then a couple days later, like we actually went on the date.
Mm-hmm.
It just like it was everything was awkward about it. You know, picked a weird movie to see because I didn't know.
Oh no, not a movie date. That's strike one. You should never do
a
movie date on the first date.
What's wrong with a movie date?
It's not a date.
It's a movie. What's wrong with a movie date?
You're not connecting. A first date, you're supposed to be connecting.
What about dinner and a movie though?
Okay, dinner. Okay, fine.
Oh,
dinner.
Okay.
But if you have to have some sort of activity where the two of you can actually connect and talk, because I don't want you talking to me in a movie theater. I can't talk to you in a movie. I don't want you like touching my leg because I might punch you in the face because I don't know you like that.
No, we would.
I go to the movies by myself, so.
Yeah.
I don't need some dude to go with me to the movies if it's a first date, because this date is over.
No, we went and got food, too. That's where it went bad.
The food part was bad?
The part where I'm sitting there talking about things and not knowing what to say was where it went bad.
What'd you say?
It didn't flow naturally?
I brought up bad topics, like exes and horrible ideas. Every mistake. Every classic cliche, don't do that.
He probably talked about religion and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything wrong. So you need to put that date on thisdateisover.com. So for you folks listening out there, the website is thisdateisover.com. It's for you to post your bad dates and relationship woes. So don't walk, run over to thisdateisover.com. It's a great site for you to...
Is there a what not to do column?
We're going to make one thanks to you. What not to do. See, the whole purpose is, you know, to showcase the bad dates so people know what not to do. You should know that it's kind of stupid to ask a chick to go Dutch on a first date or, you know, stuff like that.
I would never do that.
Okay. A lot of guys would do it, and that's why they're not getting any sex on a regular basis, because of stupid stuff like that. Anyways, so nobody's ever, you know, caused a date to go wrong besides you, Joey. Like, no woman has ever made the date bad for you.
No, not in my instance. But then that's, again, why I'm a comic. Like, I'm just prone to that by nature. If I wasn't socially awkward, then I wouldn't feel the need to go on a stage by myself to tell jokes.
Wow, bless your heart. So, Wally, has any woman caused the date to go wrong?
Not really. Other than maybe one, I actually posted on the blog a while ago on the site. So,
all right, what's the site called?
This Date Is Over, of course.
Oh yeah, thisdateisover.com.
You know exactly. Come on, now, I know the name.
No, I'm just messing with you.
I know you are. Give me a hard time. Yeah, only time, like, the date I'm referring to is that towards the end of the night, this individual wanted to basically know my whole sex background. She wanted to see
your papers, right?
My papers, like, seriously.
On, like, the first date?
On the first date, like, my papers, my sex papers, like if I had HIV or something like that. And I was like,
were you planning on hitting it that night or something?
Not really. But I was just appalled because that never happened to me before. Like, I'd never been questioned.
I mean, I can understand somebody want to see your paper, your history, but not on no first date. Like
it's not.
I don't even know if I like you like enough to not, let you smell I'm it. So really, come on now, like you want to see my papers?
But at the same time, this is not going to be hand in hand merge thing going down. Like, I don't need
you. Need to show the papers before you get married, my man.
I know, but still,
you know how rampant STDs
but
are.
But all I'm saying is, like, I'm not gonna, like, in the heat of the moment, like, oh, let me get my papers. Like, it sounds dumb. Like, stupid.
Perhaps y'all should have that conversation before it goes.
Exactly, I'm just saying.
But yeah, that is too soon. So what would she have been able to do to kind of bounce back from that? You know, that went wrong. Like, she asked for your papers. What could she have said to you to say, you know what, Wally, I messed up. I'm sorry that I even brought it up, but, you know, I've been burned in the past. You know, somebody gave me the clap.
That makes you nervous, though. Now I want to see your papers.
It goes back.
Something happened to me. Like, I got a bacterial infection from my ex-boyfriend. And, you know, I just want to check people. I'm really feeling you. That's why I asked, because I always want to be safe. So would that have worked on you?
Nah, because I told you, it goes back to level, degree, how you look. So
she wasn't cute enough.
We all know that HPV is sexy.
She wasn't working.
Yes, HPV is very sexy, according to Joey. He thinks it's quite sexy, ladies. So if you want to get with that, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992.
I would never go wrong on that either. That's appalling. Sorry.
Okay. You're not over
I'm
going
to shrink
that. Nah,
because
it's disgusting to me. I'm sorry. Because I wasn't... never mind.
She really pissed you off.
Yeah, she did, all the way.
I'm trying to think. You know, I have given people... Have I given somebody a second chance? I guess kind of, sort of, on Friday, but they ended up just making it even worse. I'm trying to think. I did meet somebody, and before the date, he kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I didn't want to go out on the date, but of course he talked me into it. So is that considered a second chance?
No, it's not.
Okay, because I'm thinking I should not have even bothered with going on the date with the guy. I mean, the date wasn't horrible, nothing like that. It just was real sad. You know, he was telling me his life story about how just everything went wrong, and that leads me to question, like, why are you even dating?
Is that the first date?
Yeah.
See, you can't do, like, first of all, fellas, if you're talking about, I've learned from experience, like, if you're talking about you, and this is what messed me up,
mm-hmm.
girls, you need to, like, if we're like, you need to be willing, just tell us whatever, we'll listen on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking bad things will happen.
I know.
100% of the time, if the guy has to make conversation, it's not going to be a good date, no matter what the combination is.
Yeah, I had to ask somebody, because he just monopolized the conversation. I said, what the F are you talking about? I had it. I was like, I don't know what the hell this dude is talking about. He's all over the place. But no, that guy, he just was talking about everything that went wrong in his life, you know, with his child being in another state and his mother kicked him out and he was living on somebody's couch and, you know, they weren't feeling him living on the couch anymore. Then his brother fired him and then this happened. It was just everything went wrong in his life that he decided to share with me on that date. And I'm like, maybe I should not have given him that second or first chance, you know, to even go on a date, because he rubbed me the wrong way after I had given him my phone number. And I was just like, damn. But
thanks,
let
me going out with me, Miss Valerie.
Right.
I'm sad.
Right. He had a sob story, but we got to go to commercial. Yeah, he was very sad. My name is Chad, and I'm very sad. We got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow. The number, once again, is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram @dateisover, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Stay.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. I got Joey and Wally in the studio. What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
I do superb people.
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you get your tickets to the Why Am I Still Single Brunch and Relationship Forum. We have some great panelists because I am no dating expert, relationship expert, honey. So I'll be there, but I'm not going to be on the panel. We're going to have Tia Hill. She's the date whisperer. She's a professional matchmaker. She's going to be one of the panelists, as well as Dr. Quincy Gray, who is a friend to the show. So make sure you get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. Be there Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4 at the 201 Bar in Washington, D.C. Dress to impress. Get you some mimosas. You might get a date. Shoot. Who knows? But tonight we're talking about second chances. And actually, before I do that, you just heard music from Iman Omari. The song was Keep It Low. And right before that was Jodeci, Pre-Crack. Pre-crack, yeah, pre-crack, alcohol, drugs, whatever. And the song was I'm Still Waiting. That's one of my favorite songs by Jodeci, by the way, before they were on Krizak and all that other jazz.
Great group.
Yes, very great group. But second chances. So I'm going to pass to you guys, you know, would you give a second chance? You know, when it comes to dating. So would you give a second chance if the person was too drunk on a date? Yes or no? They got pissy drunk.
Trying to picture that.
How, Joey? And vomit on you.
Oh, she threw up on me? Oh, no.
No second chance?
No. Even, okay, she Alicia Keys, she ain't getting a second chance.
Oh, Alicia Keys would get a second chance.
No, you would drink
her throw up. No, I would not. Don't even play yourself.
I would not. Maybe, nah.
You would drink her dirty bath water and her whatever.
Maybe. Nah, I don't know.
It's going to be a McDonald's date.
Hey, Pastor Joey, I got to think about it. Pastor Joey, I got to think about that.
Right. So
It's going to be a lunch date. It's going to be a lunch daytime. And if you're still drinking during the daytime.
Okay. So what if the person has some flatulence on the first date? Are they going to get a second date? You going to give them a second chance?
Some flatulence.
They got some stomach issues.
Oh, I guess it depends. For me, it depends. Depends on how the person looks. What I'm dealing with. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. It depends. But it's a hard picture to take out your mind, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, I can't get over the vomit.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody gets that drunk, I'm trying to think of how drunk somebody's gotten. I had somebody get so drunk.
I've never seen.
He had an attitude. Oh my God, that was a terrible
one.
Wait,
did she fart on me or just like in my vicinity?
In your vicinity, and it was loud. Burn. Shut up.
No, that image will never leave, though.
Probably.
You know what? I don't think I would. That image will never leave.
So now.
No.
So what if you're on a date with the person and they all of a sudden invite their friends to join you at the date?
That means you lost. That's a.
So will
they're
they
calling reinforcements because they want to get away?
Will they get a second date? So I mean, people think that's cool to bring their friends along and let their friends tag along on a date.
If it's really a date, you have the idea that it's both.
Like, hey, it's going to be me and you together hanging out.
Yeah.
And then you get there. By the way, here are my friends and they're coming with us.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as not a date. So it doesn't. I'm going to take it as like we're not.
Will they get a second chance?
No, not at all. Because I'm going to take it as if you're not taking it seriously. So it's not a date. So I'll say no.
I'd be confused.
Down.
Like, that's mixed messages to me. Because usually you're calling in the cavalry at that point because you don't feel comfortable. And then if you want to have a second date, it's like, okay. Maybe she asked her giving me a second chance, I guess.
To me,
she's asked her to go
out
again.
It's too much confusion.
That's a turnoff for me.
Like, it's like, yeah.
That is a turnoff for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too impatient, and maybe I don't know.
No.
First impressions are lasting impressions.
Yeah.
So if you rub me the wrong way on the first date, 9 times out of 10, we're not going to have a second date. Now, I try to think of myself as having an open mind and being forgiving, but at the same time, being forgiving does not mean I have to give you a second date. But I will at least try to hear the person out. And I actually tried to give a person another opportunity to redeem himself, but he decided that he was going to raise his voice and use some inappropriate language.
Oh, wow.
What?
Right, towards me.
Whoa.
And then, after that, asked for a second date, like a few weeks later. Like, that was cool.
That's not cool at all.
Right.
Not cool at all. But usually, to me, if, like anything, treat a first date like it's a like you're interviewing for a gig, for a job.
I mean, that's how dating should be. You're supposed to be on your best behavior, put your best face forward. Because at the end of the day, you are applying for a job in that person's heart. You know, you might not get it. And if you're not, selling yourself, then this date is over.
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, you can't be too afraid to be yourself, too.
Right.
Because
not saying that be yourself now.
Well, yeah.
But be your best self. Like, put your best face forward. Like, don't come there looking like a bum.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's obvious. But.
And don't come there with an attitude and stuff like that. So.
And don't bring, 50 individuals on your date. That's just stupid.
Leave your
don't bring your parents.
Exactly. Don't do
what
that.
What if somebody brought their parents?
Oh, that would be legendary.
That's
failure. But
I
legendary. Want to
see both parties bring their parents. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, like that episode of Seinfeld, and we were like, never mind. It was when Elaine was seeing the guy. He didn't want to say it was a date or a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. That is
any for the
parents.
Yeah, that's for my Seinfeld fans out there. But we gotta go to commercial break real quick. So keep it right here on the flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we are back. That quick 15-second break. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. I got Wally and Joey LaFaro in the studio, and we're talking about second chances. So flatulence is cool for the guys. Me, not so much.
I say that.
So what if somebody has a bad attitude? Are you going to get a second chance?
Like, in detail, like, what you mean bad attitude? Like, what, how deep into it is?
I don't know. Like, say she has an attitude with the server, and I don't know. I wanted ketchup.
I'm going to be real with you.
Not
cocktail
sauce.
Probably not, to be honest, which probably not. I'm not really cool with, like, terrible attitudes, especially disrespectful
attitudes. I said I want a filet mignon.
I don't want to be embarrassed.
What is this steak you got right here?
I'm not for being embarrassed. Like, in terms, like what you're saying, like, that type kind of situation. That rubs me all the way wrong.
Grass.
Dang, really?
No. You don't know how many times. Let me tell you something. I went to the bar in D.C., and I've probably told this story before. You know, it always cracks me up when people try to act like they know what stuff is, and they really don't.
Yeah.
So this chick, she goes to the bar. She said, yes, I'd like to have the white wine. And he said, which one? She said, I'd like the Merlot. And died laughing.
I'm not in a wine person, but I know
he
that.
He said, ma'am. Merlot is red wine.
I know.
My lady.
I know. Jeez.
Now, well, I want the white Merlot.
Yeah, there is a white Merlot, but come on now. No bar is going to have white Merlot.
I want it because it's like a unicorn. It's hard to find. Go back and get it.
Right. So, relationship-wise, second chances. So, you know, you guys broke it off for whatever reason. It didn't work out. Are you down for second chances? Has there ever been an opportunity that somebody has asked you for a second chance, or you've asked somebody for a second chance, and it worked out?
I haven't had it where it, like, went that way. Like, I said no. Like, so the time, because the thing was, at the time, I had kind of got to that point where I was comfortable being single and moving on with things.
Mm-hmm.
So for, you know, the timing wasn't there. But in retrospect, yeah, because like a little while after that, then I was interested, and then she was moved on. So it kind of timing comes into a play. I mean, sometimes you're just when the relationship, you know, you have that knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you need to be honest with yourself. Are you interested in going back into it because you're lonely, or because you actually think there's still something there that mm-hmm. you missed the first time around?
Right. Or you just don't want somebody else to have them. Because a lot of people are like, I just want to get back with her because I don't want her to meet somebody new. So I'm just going to make her life miserable by not becoming a better person for her. So I'm looking on Instagram because I asked a question on Instagram. And King Louis II said, yes, I needed a reality check. And the third chance, I didn't get it the second time around either. I was given seems to be working out great. Oh, okay. So he was given three tries.
Yeah.
He didn't get it right the first time, nor the second time. But the third time,
he must be doing something right.
He's getting it right this time.
He was doing something right to get another chance.
Bless her for taking him back.
He was doing something.
Miss Antrai, she said, my ex hit me with, you know, he's God of second chances. She said, my response, nay. Not at all. And that's what cracks me up. People are like, well, God gave you a second chance. Why can't you give me a second chance? I'm not God,
exactly.
Number one.
God forgives. I don't.
No, I forgive. Okay, Rick Ross.
I'm just saying. I say you.
Just because I forgive you doesn't mean I have to give it.
I ain't say you.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, me? I ain't Rick Ross. No, I just repeat this whole little thing. That's all I say. That's how I believe.
Yeah, send your hate mail to Wally.
Please. Yeah, I don't forgive nobody. I despise everybody. Nah, I forgive, actually, truth be told, to a flaw. In my prior relationship, I forgave a whole bunch of times, and it was the wrong thing to do.
No, because that's what relationships are, though. Relationships are constant forgiveness, because there's going to be something that happens that transpires in your relationship that you're not going to like. So you're always going to have to forgive that person. It's a give and take, because you're bringing together two imperfect people. So it's expected that you're going to forgive. But it just depends on the crime that person commits.
I agree with that point. But at the same time, you forgive the same thing over and over again. It gets to a point where you got to not look at yourself you know what?
That
you're
is
doing
different.
Too much forgiving.
Well,
the same. You're forgiving the same situation.
Yeah, just like I posted earlier. I said saying sorry is important, but not doing the same damn thing again is more important.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, actions have always spoken louder than words, right? I mean, I think the thing that you got to look at with it too is, you know, forgiving it. Here's a perfect example of myself. They forgive, but then they forget. And you really the second part you really shouldn't do. Like when you ask someone for forgiveness, you need to be ready to
truly forgive.
You're asking for their forgiveness. you really need to be prepared not to do whatever you did again.
Exactly. You need to be prepared to get your ish together.
And you shouldn't forgive them if you don't think they're going to do that.
But, another part within that, though, is that usually when you do get asked forgiveness, there's an issue with the other individual who really tends to bring out that situation over and over again when they say they forgive you. So now you're already behind the eight ball, right? Because you can never really be in a situation that's fruitful anyway. Because
it depends that person, on, like, if it was a cheating thing, yeah, it's going to be hard for that person to not bring that up, because every misstep that you make, they're going to be questioning everything that you do. So you have to be prepared for that. If you have committed that crime and you go to jail, it ain't like you're going to forget that you're in jail. You're going to be in jail every day until you serve your time. Mm-hmm. So you have to be prepared for that. Especially if you totally crush somebody and hurt their feelings. So if they bring it up every so often, just know that it's just the consequence for your actions.
Yeah, I mean, part of it too is, like, I'm not saying don't be forgiving. You should want to forgive, mm-hmm. but understand that sometimes loving someone means doing the hard thing and not forgiving them until you think that they're ready to change. Because otherwise you're just enabling them to be the same person, and that might not be the best person for them or for you.
Uh-huh. I think you can forgive, you just don't have to be with that person, because forgiveness helps to free your heart and your feelings and your emotions. I wouldn't want to hold on to that anger and that bitterness. I would want to forgive that person, but just because you forgive them doesn't mean that you need to be with them. And that's a lot, that's a mistake that I made. I was like, I forgive him, and he's still not showing me that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing to make me feel comfortable and safe in this situation. But some people have taken those second chances on somebody and it's actually worked. It's rare, but it happens. I've seen it actually. This is recently, yesterday, on my Instagram account. Somebody that I know, they had, I guess, gotten a divorce, and now they're about to get back with their husband. I guess he re-proposed for the second time, and I'm assuming he's gotten his ish together. So they working it out, and God bless them and their relationship, and hopefully it works out. Absolutely. And also, Brooke posted in our group, because we do have a Facebook group, and she said, "While I'm a living testament, my fiance and I were married. We got divorced and we decided to get together almost 3 years later. Now we're engaged to be married again.
Sweet.
I don't see it as going backwards, because if I was going backwards, I would have accepted some of the foolishness that he carried with him back then. He is a completely changed man and much more focused than he was before. Who he is today is the potential I saw in him back then. He just didn't realize it. I normally would never have done this, but I honestly believe this is all God's work, because I surely wasn't looking for him. But what we have is everything that I prayed for." Bless you, Brooke. Bravo. Yeah. I wish I had some sound effect or applause.
That's what it's supposed to be. I mean, if you're not learning from the first relationship in any way, shape, or form, I mean, you should learn something, no matter what it is. You may learn that, you wish you weren't right for each other from the get-go, or you might learn that, maybe we're just in a weird, it was timing, or maybe it was the place we were in. But you should learn something from it. If you're not, then that's on you.
That's true. A lot of people aren't learning from their mistakes. They're just thinking I love her, and, we have this history together, so, she'll forgive me, and that'll be that. They don't think about the work part that comes with trying to get that second chance.
Or they don't want to take responsibility for their share of what they did wrong, because that's the other part of it, too. I mean, we're all human. We're all culpable to some degree for everything, Rarely is there a situation where it's all completely 100 one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone's going to have something. There's, something that could have been. Now, there's also the other extreme, though. There's the people who go way too far with that and go, I can't believe I did. Like, these girls who, they get beaten and they just go, "But he really loves me. I should have made dinner on time. He doesn't like green beans."
Right. You know what? It's funny, but it's not funny. When I was in college, this girl I was friends with, my cousin and I, we were all at a little get-together, house party, Frostburg, go Bobcats. And one of the girls we were with, her boyfriend was up that weekend as well. Mind you, he was like 35 dating someone in college. I don't know why, but whatever. So anyway, so we're all sitting outside. I don't smoke, but everybody else was like smoking and drinking and whatnot. So they go around the front of the house. They get to talking and whatnot. And she comes back. Her face is bloody. She's crying. And we're like, "What the hell happened to you?" she said, you know, he saw me smoking a cigarette with so-and-so, and he slapped me, blah, blah. So we were like, boom, get the car. We going to get, you know, get your stuff out of his place, blah, blah, blah. But as we're riding down to pick up her stuff, she was like, man, he must have really been upset because he usually doesn't slap me like this. He usually hits me, like, with the, you know, the underhand. Like, he went backwards. And I'm like, you're actually telling me, like, there's different degrees of his slaps to your face. And you've accepted that.
Oh, honey.
Yeah. And she gave him several chances.
No.
Yeah.
That's the no. That's the absolute no, because there's no reason for that. I mean, you can... I don't believe you should ever lay your hands on a woman.
Never.
I mean, you could defend yourself. Like, if she's like, punching you in the face, you can, like, grab her hand.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's going to be a subject of another show, because when it comes to... You know, people have their issues. You know, some people might have a drug addiction, or, you know, but to other people, like, violence might be an issue. So I think people are more apt to forgive somebody who has a drug addiction or whatever problem. But when it comes to, like, violence, can that person be rehabilitated? If he was, you know, abusive in a previous relationship,
I would like.
Can that person be rehabilitated? I think
a lot of.
Yeah, I would like to think they are.
I think so.
But you always want to believe that someone can better themselves and change.
But you hear people like, I would never get with a man who put his hands on me. Like, little do you know that your grandfather used to slap your grandmother around, and you love him dearly.
Yeah.
But that's not even what we talk about tonight. We talk about second chances. So, second chance in relationship. Under what circumstance would you give somebody a second chance, Wally?
In a relationship?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, things, you know, you guys broke up, and she's like, you know what, Wally? I miss you. It's been a couple of years. You know, I've dated, but
obviously,
nobody has what you have. Nobody can make the fufu and soup and give me the jollof rice like you.
Well, it depends on the length of the relationship and how, you know, I like to, you know, obviously, for me, always like to think of the positive times I spend with an individual. So I kind of dwell on that, and that kind of pushes me to a point to give an individual a second chance. But also, I mean, one thing that I won't tolerate, somebody cheats on me. So if somebody cheats on me, I'm not giving you a second chance. That's just it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I'm, for me personally.
Come on now.
No, I'm being real.
I had something to drink, Wally. And
that's,
you know,
all good. Because
his penis was out. And I happened to slip on a banana peel, and I landed right
that
on
sounds
it.
About,
like, come
hey,
on.
That sounds like a good story for somebody else.
I landed on it. It just happened, you know?
For me, when I'm in a relationship, you know, I do my darndest to stay, you know, to be committed. And I do a great job at it. So... if you're gonna cheat on me, I feel like just a lack of respect for me. So I'm not gonna tolerate that. But anything else, I'm almost willing to forgive.
So what if she like disrespected one of your parents?
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Like,
no, that's cause. That's probable cause.
So what if she was like, you know what, your mother has said something wrong to me, and that's why I lashed out like that?
If she said that, we can have an adult conversation about it.
Are you gonna give her a second chance?
We can have an adult conversation about it.
What about you, Joey? If somebody says something outlandish about, like, your mother, or disrespected one of your relatives or your mom to you, in front of you, I hate you.
I got to experience this a little bit of experience with this from a few weeks ago, because my mom decided to come out to one of my shows, and my mom is pretty attractive for her age.
Oh dear!
So I've been dealing with inappropriate comments from friends, and oh my goodness, with comics, it's just like five times worse.
Of course.
So there was a
lot of. Is that what they say?
Y'all better be quiet. Like, there's a lot of me giving people the evil eye. But I would have to I have to think about it differently with you know, with someone I was dating. I could see it going both ways. I have had like a situation where it was like uneasy between my mom and the person, mainly because they both, you know, weren't sure of the other's intentions. A lot of times it's just, you know, knowing, you know, being really, it's a matter of understanding each other. So if people don't get each other, they're not going to get along. So for me, it'd be kind of, is this a situation that, you know, was a misunderstanding, or
are you just downright disrespectful,
or did this just reveal something about the person I didn't know before?
Yes, disrespecting of the moms. I don't know how I would deal with that. I don't know. Somebody disrespect my mama.
Man,
Lord,
consequences and repercussions.
I think I would just lose my mother effing mind. I don't know. But anyways, just in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. The number to call us is 301-560-6992. Tonight we're talking about second chances. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And don't forget to get your tickets to our relationship forum and brunch on April 26th from 1 to 4 at the 201 Bar in D.C. Get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. Is that choke? Man, my allergies are something else. But it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what the hell am I going to rant and rave about? Oh, yes, second chances. Second chances. Should you give second chances? I would say follow your heart, but tread lightly. Tread extremely lightly, because you don't want to make the mistake that I did. Like, oh, I take you back, and the person has shown you nothing whatsoever that they have even, that they're even trying to make right or make good on the situation. So tread lightly. Try not to hold it over their head, even though it can be kind of difficult to not hold over their head the mistake that they made. But tread lightly, tread lightly, tread lightly. The person who wants a second chance, make certain you're honest with yourself. If you're not in a position to move past your mistake and do right and make right, you know, make the situation right, then don't even bother asking. Get your ish together. Take that time apart to grow. And make certain that you are willing to put in that effort to make your relationship better. Because in a lot of cases, you know, a guy might cheat on a woman, and you know, he loves her still. He wants to be back with her, but he doesn't feel like going through the hassle of repairing her heart. So he doesn't want to be responsible for making things right, so he'll just move on to somebody else. So just make certain that your heart and your efforts are in the right place if you're going to ask somebody for a second chance. And like I said before, make certain that you, you know, take that time apart so that you can grow. Don't be selfish and say, well, you know what, I don't want him or her to be with somebody else, when you're not going to get your stuff together, because you're blocking their blessing from somebody that's probably better than you are, because you didn't do it right the first time. So I get it, you know, sometimes it takes a second or a third time for you to get it right, but don't think that a person's going to sit around and wait for you to get your ish together, because time waits for no man. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, if you're going to give somebody a second chance, proceed with caution, because old habits die hard. And I know, I was dealing with somebody, and I stopped seeing them for a very long time. Oh my gosh, I'm about to cough again. Hold on. Anyways, I stopped seeing them for a very long time. And they came back in the picture, and I allowed them to, thinking that, hey, things are going to get better between us. But I proceeded with caution and tried to, you know, not get my feelings too involved. I just took a step back and just watched to see if their actions were going to match up with their words. And guess what? They didn't. Over time, they didn't. It was all fluff. So I had to bid that person farewell. And that's the way the cookie crumbled in that situation. So pay attention to that person's actions. Make certain that they match their words. And not just for a couple of weeks. Just for, you know, a couple of months. To see how they're, you know, old habits die hard. I'm rambling. Okay, that's it for me. What about you, Joey? Anything else you want to add to that before we get into some more music?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, it's really, you know, watch the actions, because they're always going to speak louder than the words.
Hell,
and
people really
really want to believe someone can change, and I understand. You really want to be able to feel good about being able to be the kind of person that offers that second chance, but don't let that be the reason that you make a mistake. Like,
right.
You could have those intentions, but be honest with yourself in the situation.
Yes, be honest with yourself, because a lot of people are not honest with themselves. They say a lot of stuff that sounds great, but when it comes to the work, they are gone. So if you're not prepared to do that work, sit your ass at home or leave that person the hell alone. Get your stuff together and stop fooling yourself and stop trying to fool them too, because you're not right. You are not right. And I'm not going to say your name because you hurt my feelings. So, Wally, is there anything that you want to add to that? Wally's busy right now. He's about to get him some plum wine. Lord. But, yes, we want to get into some more music. We're talking about second chances. Are you for or, you know, against second chances? Have you given somebody a second chance? Because sometimes the second time around is the better way for you to go. It gives you that time apart to grow and make things right if you're really serious. So, Are there any success stories when it comes to the second time around? In my life, no. But in somebody else's, it just might be. It's just like Brooke posted in our Facebook group that the second chance, the second time around for her soon-to-be husband again is the right time for them. So, hey, I don't know. So give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
And you are listening to This Date Is. Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Don't forget you can give us a call in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992, because we're talking about second chances. And speaking of second chances, that song was Throwback by Usher because he was trying to get back with her, but he wasn't loving her right. So if you were loving her right the first time, you wouldn't have to be asking for a second chance. So take notes, people. Get your ish together the first time around. You know damn well what your partner likes and does not like. So stop messing around. Stop leaving the toilet seat up. Stop talking bad about his mother. Stop pissing on the floor. Stop throwing up, you know, not being able to hold your liquor and what have you. I don't know. I was going extreme with that one. But we got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, Miss Marie?
We also got Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
Hello.
So why don't you give the good people your social media information, because you are a part of the urban sports scene, Wally.
Yes, I am. So I am part, like Miss Marie said, I'm part of the urban sports scene. It's a sports show, pretty much, based out of DMV.
What's the DMV? Because everybody doesn't know what that
is. Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area.
Like, you are based out of the Department of Motor Vehicles.
I know, right?
What?
So basically, you know, any sports teams around this area. So you want to check out our podcast. It's www.waleo, Waleo spelled W-A-L-E-O, .podbeam.com. Our shows are live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. So, Joey, how can the good people get in contact with you?
They can get hold of me on Instagram at LaFaro Comedy. It's at J LaFaro Comedy on Twitter and on Facebook, Joey LaFaro.
Please.
Any Wednesday.
Nobody knows how to spell that. How
do you spell LoFaro.
LaFaro Comedy.
LoFaro.
All right. So, we're talking about second chances. So I want to flip it now. Talk about getting in the boom boom room, you know, sex side. So let's say the sex is not good the first time around. Do you give that person a second chance? I'm not gonna shut fast at the Wally.
Why y'all looking at me?
Because I was gonna ask you first.
Okay. All right. I mean, why? The question is the why, I think, on that one. Like, was it doing too many weird things? Was it?
Let's see. I don't know.
Was it like pineapples? Maybe. Like, I don't want to do this anymore? Was it that
situation?
Yeah,
maybe it's a pineapples thing. Maybe it's a...
Or did she fart? Did she fart?
She might have passed gas.
I think
she
that's
might,
the one time not okay with farting.
She might have, bit you too hard or been too rough. And she might have, like... yanked your penis too hard with her hand, or might use her teeth on it. I don't know, but if that happened, you know,
she's like a Wolverine in the bedroom,
right?
Whoa.
Would you be willing to give that person a second chance?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I think that one's a situation where it's kind of like I gotta like really think about it. In that situation, you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable as a man wanting to say, you're a little rough, and I got comfortable with that. It's hard to move on forward with that relationship at that point.
So would you give it a second chance? You just like, you know what, I'm just not going to get it in any longer with this chick, so.
Not if I now it takes a lot for a girl to be too rough with me, but if she hit that point, like she starts trying to like,
you're like, ow, damn.
She's using knives and stuff. No, we're not.
No, not knives.
Knives. Wow, that's extreme.
I know, right? And speaking of extreme, this break just came up really quickly. We got to go to commercial already. So we're going to continue the conversation. So keep it right here on the flow. We're talking about second chances. Let's say the sex was not good the first time around. Are you going to give that person a second chance? Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver and post your feedback on Facebook at facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm saying I'm sorry for leaving you, but I wanted to start my life brand new. I was going through changes and could not see that with you is where I want to be. Nothing compares to you, and I heard from the pain that I put you through. Baby, I need you desperately, 'cause I gotta be. You still got love for me, 'cause I'm missing home. I'm never gonna leave, and I say it because you're all I need. For better or worse, to the end of time, I gotta be.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What it do?
We also got Joey in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, Miss Marie?
Not much. We're talking about second chances tonight. And speaking of second chances, that was music from Donnell Jones. He was trying to get a second chance. That song, Where You Are, because he wanted to get back with you, honey. But I don't know if she was having it. Because I don't know if you guys remember that first album. Well, actually, it wasn't his first album. It was his second album. He had that song, Where I Want to Be. He was telling her how he wanted to break up with her because he wanted to do his own thing.
I don't remember. Don't
yeah. Lie. But then he don't came out with this song, Where You Are, because he was trying to get back with her after he did his little dirt in the street. He wanted to come back for a second chance. Mm-mm-mm. Second chances. Do it right the first time. You don't have to ask for a second chance.
No one's perfect.
That's true. I'm far from it. So, second chances. We were talking about sex before we went to the break. You know, if the sex is not good the first time, are you going to give that person a second chance?
What are we going to do right now? All right, cool. Well, I'm gonna say it this way. You know, I'm gonna give the individual a second chance, mm-hmm. only because you're like, you know, I play sports, mm-hmm. so I play basketball, and there's days when you're just off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Your jump shot's not falling, and I'm a good shooter. You know, I mean that in basketball terms. So I'm a good shooter.
Yes, he has 10 kids, ladies and gentlemen. So shooter. He shoots quite
yeah,
well.
I'm a good shooter, right? So I mean, you may catch me on my bad day when I can't make anything. Does that mean I'm bad? I'm a bad shooter? No, I just had a bad day. So the same thing applies in the bedroom. I may have an off night, or this person may have an off night. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean the next night they'll be. You know what I mean? The next night they may be swell. So I mean, the way I look at it is that, you know, off that alone, we're looking at sex as an indication of anything. They can get a second chance. Now if you're bad on that second chance, then that means two times in a row, bye bye. So so that's about it.
So two times, that's it. That's your limit.
Bye bye. It's a pattern.
I thought it was once, twice, three times a lady.
It's a pattern.
Right.
Why disappoint yourself the third time?
Right. Going on Facebook, Mike said maybe the timing was bad and could have been like you may have been accustomed to, but you really want to give it to that person, you know, proper like. So, yeah, he's down for a second chance. Anthony says, yes, it just may not be so soon after. I will look for an opportunity to give feedback, such as you must have been tired Friday night, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Huh? Feedback.
That means you.
Mean like that? He'll give you feedback like, yo, you must have been really tired on Friday when we got it in. So perhaps, you know, on Wednesday you'll have some Red Bull and we can do it right this time.
That really changed his mind though, really.
Right. Johnny said, why not? Bad sex comes in many formats. If the sex continues to be bad, well, we can always be friends.
That's a terrible idea, by the way. Fellas, don't drink Red Bull beforehand. You're going to like get really hyped for the first like half minute and then just fall asleep on top of her.
No, you might have a heart attack too.
Yeah.
Red Bulls are not good for your heart.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Peaches says, nope. David said, depends on how much I like you. If we're just smashing and you're not top tier filet mignon, then no.
Peaches said, why Peaches say no though? Like, no?
She just said, nope.
Damn, Peaches, you tough.
Yeah, she's a tough one.
Yeah,
so
tough.
I mean, everybody's different. Like, I don't know. Like, second chances, I don't know. It depends on, I have to like really, really like the person or like really love them to give them a second chance. I don't think I've ever, I don't know. It really depends. You know, like if it's a bad facial.
That don't sound right either. Can you use another term for that? Can you say something else?
If he's bad at giving Australian kisses.
There you go, it's better.
Then.
That's better.
I mean, I call that a facial. What do you guys call a facial?
That don't sound right.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
Okay. If he's bad at giving Australian kisses, there's definitely not going to be a second chance. And I've been in a situation where... I hope my mother's not listening. I've been in a situation where this guy was giving me Australian... I can't even get out. So look. So he
called that because in the southern hemisphere.
So he was giving me an Australian kiss, right? And I'm just like, what the hell is this dude doing? So he comes up to me. He's like, yeah, now it's my turn. I said, your turn for what? He was like, you know, for you to give me. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry to inform you that you are not finished yet. And he was like, what are you talking about? I did a good job down there. I was like, I do believe that I am the one who will be giving the grades out here. And I do reckon that you are not done. And yeah, so no second chance for that guy because I just couldn't get with it. On Instagram, L. Samuels, he said, I will go back a second and third time, but three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, three, okay.
The truth said, I might do it because sometimes they may be off. Yeah, that's true.
Like a jump shot, it's off.
The Black Joker says, I give everyone the benefit of the doubt unless the box was stinky.
Yeah, that's another problem, too. It's a problem.
SP Picks, I'm assuming that's what that says. Says, yes, sex is a skill and art, a teachable and learnable act. Let's make it better. But if it's stinky, I don't go in. I have given a bath cloth in place of penis before.
What?
He's given a bath cloth already. Alrighty. Whatever floats your boat. I know some people today, they give you, you know, three tries. You know, a lot of people say it's a three strikes, you're out type deal. And let's see. K.N. Marr, she said, no, because I wouldn't want to disappoint myself twice. Fern says, what's up, Fern? He says, of course, y'all be scared the first time. Shut up.
BJ, my man. That's my man. Shut what's up, BJ, my man?
50 Shades of Black say, yep, most people have a bad night at least once, male and female. 99% of teams that won the Super Bowl lost a game or two. Ms. Two Color says, God gives second chances, and we are made in his image, so why not? Life is short, forgiveness is eternal. Girl, please. Now, I'm talking about sex. I ain't talking about another relationship.
Oh, I was about to say, you use God.
Right. I'm like,
I'm
no.
I'm a little confused with that one.
No. Not at all. Kim, she says, you know, as long as he doesn't lack in all other areas, we can bring it in a toy. I said, well, if you gotta rely on a toy, I can't be relying on a toy the entire time. Like, if I'm gonna be marrying this person and we gonna be married for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and I gotta rely on a toy every time to get mine, I don't want that kind of marriage. No.
Nope.
Daynell,
nah, this ain't working. Right. You need to go to the stall right now.
Daynell said, hell no. Hell no. The Crawford Special said, I always give them three chances. The first is always awkward. The second time is a little better. If they don't have it by number three, it ain't meant to be. Damn. I don't know. I guess I don't know. It just really depends.
Some people have to be in the right mindset for that type of thing anyway.
Yeah, but it's like...
By that I mean women.
You can try to tell the person to get better, but nah. Some people just aren't teachable.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't feel like teaching them how to satisfy you.
Some people don't want
to
learn.
Because I think a lot of people are ignorant, like, oh, he's supposed to know how to do this, and she's supposed to know how to do that. But you've not been with a person before. It's your first time. Of course, you're going to need to learn how to do that. But it's certain things you can't teach. You can't teach a person to have a bigger penis, and you can't teach them to have a smaller penis, too. Like, if his penis is, like, massive, that's why I don't date Africans. It's like... Okay, you can't say, could your penis be a little smaller? I mean, like, you can't do that. And vice versa. Like, if his penis is small, you can't, like, make it bigger. Like, you say, okay, why can't we do it again? Well, your penis is too small. Like, you can't fix that. Like, how do you fix that? Can you tell a person that? Like, that? What are they going to get a strap on? Like, how is that going to work?
Go to the toy store.
Huh?
You asked the wrong folks.
Yeah.
You gotta ask a girl for that question.
But as a man, like, if somebody were to say that to you, like, I guess you don't want them to say it to you.
Exactly. You wouldn't want, I don't think anybody would.
Like, how would they word that?
I don't want to live with that. So, I mean, I probably would be like, all right, moving on. I'm going to date an Asian. Like, that's probably my next move.
But if your penis is too big?
Oh, well, then... I don't know. I'd be kind of surprised with that one.
He said, I would date an Asian. That's why I'm scared to date an Asian man. I'm sorry, Asian guys. I'm deathly afraid of dating an Asian man because I'm afraid that his penis is going to be very small. And that's just my ignorance and stereotypes. Like, I'm like, I'm so scared. I am so sorry. Because I'm like, you wear a size 5 shoe. Like, if my feet are bigger than yours, I'm going to feel like, oh my gosh, his penis is really small. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
There are ways.
I'd be afraid to even give a first chance. How? Tell me. All there right. are ways what?
First of all, it's a poor carpenter who blames his tool. Like, you need to, like, know, like, where things are and know what you're doing down there. You can't just be like, oh, and that's it. Like, there needs to be...
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You can't be like...
And that's it.
Well, I'm in there now. You want me to swing it to the left or the right? Like, it's not...
No, you're in? Oh, damn.
Yeah. But you know, there are things you could do. I mean, like, you better have a good head game or something.
Yeah, you better have a great head game. You better be the best Australian kisser on the face of the earth.
Australian kisser thing is terrible. I know,
right? We gotta go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind, you can give us a call, talk about second chances. If somebody is not, you know, if the sex wasn't good the first go around, are you open to giving a second chance? Give us a call, 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver to post your comments. And also go to Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We'll be right back.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At high.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. I got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's up, Miss Marie?
Not much. Also got Wally, Nigerian Prince, in the studio. What's up, Wally?
Hello, nice people.
I'm going to need you to get a little closer to your mic.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Why don't you pull it down?
Pull it down? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Hello.
That did nothing.
It did nothing.
Okay. But no, wait. I'm trying to pull it down so you can be more comfortable.
I'm comfortable. I'm good.
Okay.
See, look. I'm not Jerry Prince. I'm comfortable. This is how I'm right. comfortable with. This is what I'm doing.
I cannot believe it.
It is you. All right, I love that movie too much. It's a great movie. But hello, great people of the free world.
Yes, we're talking about second chances, and right before that was music from the OJs. I had to take y'all back because I love me some music and I love me some oldies but goodies, but that was the OJs with Who Am I. He didn't want to face goodbye because he should have paid more attention to what she said. He just wouldn't listen. He had a very hard head. That's what he said in the song. Yeah, those are the lyrics. I just wouldn't listen. I had a very hard head. I was listening to what you said. Just
focus on other things.
Right. Right, he was not focused on other things. He was not focused on hitting the poon right. He wasn't focused on taking out the trash. He wasn't focused on, you know, coming home. All the above. But we're talking about second chances. So if the sex is not great the first time, or not good the first time, are you giving a second chance? So Wally, are you going to give him a second? Not him, sorry. Are you going to give a woman a second chance? I'm sorry, I didn't mean like that. My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry. I said I give him, not him.
I'm messing.
But I didn't mean it like that. That was my bad. Sorry.
You gonna give him another chance?
Right.
Like I've been like Bro Oz or something.
Back.
Like I'm saying, like this is Oz or something. Yeah, I'll give the female a second chance easily. I'm a pervert.
You're a pervert.
Easily, I'm a guy. Give me a second chance easily. Easily, I think you ask a guy 9 times out of 10, most guys say the same thing. It would have to be horribly, like,
obviously. Her teeth scaved like every ounce of your man downstairs.
Then you don't get any hair at that time.
Ding dong.
Like,
hey,
no,
I just got braces.
Yeah. He's like, hey, we're gonna hold off on that activity. That's how it's gonna be. Gonna hold off on that activity.
Just gonna hold off on that.
On that activity. Baby. Nope, hold it.
we ain't talking
Let
about
me take care of
hey,
you
let's
first.
Let's just go ahead and go with the whole missionary thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how's your brother doing? I think he might be a little bit better at this thing. You know, what's he doing later? You know, how's your friend Steven? Is he available later? Like, what?
That is harsh.
Really?
That's just mean. That's flat out mean.
So,
somebody do that though, really?
We talked about this last week, Miss Marie.
Well, somebody do that though, really? Like, is that bad? You just refer to that like their brother or something? That's mean.
No, I don't think somebody's actually done that. Or at least not to your face. They don't do that.
Being like somebody's ex. We
definitely talked about that last week. So yeah. So you'd give a second chance?
Yeah, easily.
So under what circumstance would you not give a second chance?
It had to smell really bad. Because I think that's something that
maybe she had a chemical
mind.
Imbalance or something. Like that. Her pH was off.
I don't know. That's something that's going to always be stuck in your mind, though. It's like, oh.
Like that
smell,
could happen again.
It's like going to be there. Like mentally, it's traumatic. It's a traumatic experience.
So do you go through with the whole situation, even if it stinks?
So at that point, it's PTSD.
You kind of find a way to stop. You do. You find a way to stop.
I finished. Yeah,
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Just play it off.
Hey, my phone's ringing. My mom, she called. She said I need to help her.
I mean, it smells bad. I mean, honestly, if it smells bad, it really is a traumatic experience. Though,
is how terrible your excuse for leaving proportionate to how bad the smell is?
Yes.
Like, if it's really horrendous, like, I gotta go do laundry.
Because you can't really think of a really valid excuse.
So, like, hey girl, you know I heard Febreze was going on sale.
Yeah, I mean, for real honest, because it's going to always resonate. Like, when you see that person, it's just going to always be there. And then when you get in that situation, and you got to put yourself back in that situation, like, all right, you're gonna set it up, you're getting in the mood, things happen, and you're like, oh man, I don't know if I can take that smell. I don't got to tolerate that smell. If the smell is that bad, oh no. Oh no. It depends. The smell, definitely the smell.
A lot of people say that they would give a second chance. It's like, oh, you know, because if the person is this, you know, if he's a great guy or she's a great girl, and you know what, you know, intimacy is all that matters. Mm-hmm. I call that a whole bunch of bull.
It is.
Because you cannot be with somebody over a long period of time and get married to this person and not be sexually satisfied, even though people do it all the time. Mm-hmm. But then they go out and cheat too. Yeah. So I don't really subscribe to that oh, he's a good person, or she's a great person. Like, no, the sex is bad, and it's always been bad. I know somebody that's in that situation. The sex was never good. He married her. They have kids. He's staying together because of the kids. He's not satisfied sexually, and he cheats on her. And he's never been satisfied sexually before they even got married. But I'm like, you knew that going into it. Like, he's like, you know, I just loved that she was such a great woman, and she had all these other things, but the sex was never ever good.
I was unfortunate enough to happen upon a very unusual conversation between my mom and my grandmother, and I found out that my grandfather and her only had sex twice, and that was my mom and my uncle, and that was it in like 50 years of marriage, and he never cheated on her, which is like ridiculous.
Did she cheat on him though?
No. Well, she my grandmother is like extremely prudish. Like, she doesn't, like, she can't handle anything like sexual.
I'd be ready to shoot myself because I need to get it constantly. So if I'm married to you and we're not getting it in, and there's no health issues in between us, and we not, if you're not banging out my back on a regular basis, I think I'm gonna have to file for divorce, or I'm gonna just have to call my Keith, my side guy, or something. Even though I'm not really into the whole cheating thing, but gosh, twice, that's just horrible. But then again, the times that they got married, that's, you know, so that's a different day. You know, it's not like they were vocal about sex and stuff like we are nowadays. So I can't do it. Somebody said if he's teeny weeny, there is no training I would take. Leaving has what the hell does it say? What? Oh, she said yeah. She said I would leave because ain't that much licking in the world. Meaning I don't care how good his face, his Australian kisses are, if he's small, it's not going to work. Somebody said nothing like that sense of fullness and stretching. Hello. Somebody said yeah, they would get back, they would give the person a second chance. Somebody says sex ain't ish without intimacy. Girl, please. Yeah, keep on being intimate and unfulfilled sexually and see how long you gonna last with that guy. Go right ahead. Somebody said bad sex affects everything, especially my mood. Honey.
Yes.
I put you right in a bad mood.
Yes.
Somebody said, yeah, sex has to be great. Otherwise, goodbye.
Wow. Weakest link.
Nah, we can't do it. She said, you know, that's not being equally yoked. And that's true. If the sex is bad, we are not equally yoked, because I can't carry the relationship any further than that. Like, we could just be real cool or have you. I don't know. She said, that's why I say be specific in your prayers. What? How you gonna pray to God like, God, please, give me a great man with a big penis who knows how to lay the pipe right? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Like, man, I don't feel comfortable praying to God good sex.
I mean, but he's omnipresent and omnipotent, so
he knows what you want.
He knows your heart.
I feel confident to say I think everybody wants good sex.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants it. So.
And there's a lot of married people out there that ain't having sex. That's the part I don't understand.
I don't get
like,
that.
How you married?
For having the courage to say that in a prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That takes a lot of chutzpah
to really pray for that married folks
sex.
Don't have sex. That annoys me. Because you got to roll. You should roll into it.
Right.
Like, you having a bad day.
Get all this morning breath and roll right over to the phone.
Roll right into it.
But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. Give me a call or tweet me, all that jazz. You should have a number by now because I've given it to you guys 45 times, but just in case you forgot, it's 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Make certain you check out the show each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's RockTheFlow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app, search for Rock The Flow, all one word, and save the station to your favorites. And the same goes for TuneIn.com. So TuneIn app and TuneIn.com, search for Rock The Flow, all one word, and you'll save the station to your favorites, and you can check us out every Sunday night. Woohoo! Yes. So much fun in the mother bleeping studio. But you just heard music from Jeanne. The song was You're Sorry Now. See, if you got it right the first time, you wouldn't have to be so sorry. That's all I'm saying, because tonight we're talking about second chances. Second chances. Do you believe in second chances? And we're talking about second chances when it relates to sex. Are you down for second chances? And the fellas, I think you guys said yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I believe in yes.
So, is everybody down for the three strikes and you're out?
I give it two, but I mean, if you want to go three, go for it. I'm with two, though.
You with two?
I'm with two.
Wait, are we still on sex or are we back on general?
We're talking about sex. So, we can get on general. We're talking about sex right now.
No, I would say, I think the three strikes is a good number, because... Mm-hmm. It sometimes it's just really hard to figure out what someone wants or what they, you know, some people have weird quirks in the bedroom.
You learn after the first time, though. After the first time, you messed up. The second time,
then it comes to communication, because some people aren't willing to communicate to the person how they feel, or they're too scared to communicate because they don't want to hurt that person's feelings. Because some people say, "Oh, just tell me, I could take it," and then you tell them like, "What the hell, man? How could you say that to me?" So. And when it comes, you know, especially when it comes to men, there's two things you don't talk about. You don't talk about his mother. You don't talk about his penis if it's not good.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you can have that heart-to-heart conversation and him being receptive to it. Because, I mean, you guys are, man, like, if somebody told you something, how do you want them to package that to you if you didn't get it right the first time?
Just tell me what you didn't like about it. I mean, that's my thing about it. Tell me what you didn't like about it.
Hey, man, your penis is way too big, and I feel like I was going to die.
And I can change about that. I can't change that. If that's the response I'm getting.
No guy is ever going to complain about that.
Yeah, that's literally, take that.
But if you're hurting the chicks and nobody wants to sleep with you because your penis is like...
Penis reduction?
It's 15 inches long. So what she says to you, man, your penis is too small, and I'm just not...
So you got to move on to the next
one. That one's harder to take.
Yeah, but how do you really think that's... prudent to say that to a man, like, hey, you know what,
that's
the reason
how
why
that's how you feel, that's the truth, that's the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather know the truth, because otherwise they're gonna
then you're gonna go and shoot yourself in the face after she tells
you
that.
You'll find somebody else.
I'd feel
you will find, like, you an Asian woman.
Yeah, find you somebody
yeah
else.
You just know you gotta target the smaller, weaker ones or something like that.
The smaller, weaker ones.
Yes, everybody go to smallerweakerones.com. smaller
match.com.
Fellas with small penises, go to smallerweakerones.com.
Go to Meetup. My smaller week.
Minimeet.com.
Minimeet.com. You know, I wonder if that's a site.
Probably is. Oh my god.
There's probably two different sites with that name.
Right.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Minimeet, M-A-N-Y or M-I-N-I?
I was thinking.
I know you're thinking M-I-N-I.
I was thinking about the second part.
Oh no.
Anyways, it's almost that time for us to head out of here. So I want to thank my guests for joining me tonight. I want to thank you all out there for listening. Keep in mind, once again, April 26th is the Why Am I Still Single brunch and relationship forum at the 201 Bar. Your admission includes the brunch buffet with unlimited mimosas, tax and gratuity, admission to the after party, and you get you some expert advice, and also the opportunity to network and possibly score yourself a date. So
come say hello.
Yes, come say hello, come eat, come fellowship, and yeah, have a good time. Stillsingle.eventbrite.com is the site for you to purchase your tickets. Once again, it's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. We're going to have Tia Hill and Dr. Equinzi Gray on the panel. Also, make certain you go to the website, thisdateisover.com, to post your bad date stories. If you've ever been on a bad date, post it on thisdateisover.com. So, we're about to head out of here, like I said once before, because the show ends at midnight. So, I want to pass it to you, Wally. Any final words about second chances?
Second chances. Via sex, please, give the individual a second chance. A second chance. A third chance, that's on you. But a second chance, give them a second chance. They'll knock it out the ballpark on the first time, on the first go around. In terms of relationship, depending on what this individual has done to you, if they cheated on you, I'm all for not giving them a second chance. But if they done some things that you feel like you can work around, like, you know, disrespecting you, that you felt disrespected, maybe you can talk about that and you can give them a second chance. They disrespect your mother? No, not at all. And that's my whole spiel.
All right, Joey.
You know, obviously, as always, be honest with yourself. You know, be honest with, you know, when you're considering it, are you considering it because you're lonely, or because, are you considering it because you actually think something's there?
Mm-hmm.
And remember that actions do speak a lot louder than words, mm-hmm. especially in this. So
well.
don't feel like just because they can say anything, and they will say anything.
Honey, don't I know it.
But you need to, you know, need to remember that when those times come.
And one thing I always say is talk is cheap, actions speak. So if their actions are not speaking, bid that person farewell. But, I mean, I echo everybody's remarks. I do think it's okay to give a second chance. You know, follow your heart and also follow logic, you know. Don't just go with the heart by itself. Follow logic. Make certain that the person is doing what they say they were going to do. That they're showing you that they are willing to do what it takes to get and earn that second chance. And also, if you're looking to give that, you know, if you're looking for a second chance, make certain that you are ready, willing, and able to take on that responsibility to do what you got to do to put in that effort. But as I said earlier, ladies and gents, if you are willing to give somebody a second chance, proceed with caution and just make certain that they're doing what they're supposed to do. You make them earn it, you know, because your time is valuable. And Lord knows I hate wasting my time twice. So just pay attention to their actions, and if they don't match, bid that person farewell. Because at the end of the day, you want somebody to be protecting your heart, and if they're not going to protect your heart, then why even give it to them in the first place? So second chances, do what you think is best for you. Pray on it. Take a list of what you think, well, actually what you know that you want, and also take inventory of what this person is giving to you. And if it doesn't match, bye-bye. So that's it. That's my 5 cents. That's all I got for you. We'll be back next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app. You know, it's T-U-N-I-N. I can't even spell. T-U-N-E-I-N. TuneIn is what I spelled earlier. I can't spell today. It's TuneIn. T-U-N-E-I-N is the app. All one word in the app store. And search for Rock the Flow and you'll add it to your favorites. And also go to TuneIn.com and do the same exact thing. You can look for Rock the Flow. All one word. Add it to your favorites and make certain you catch us on Sunday night, 10 p.m. So that's all I got. Y'all have a great week. Until we meet again, hopefully you get your brunch ticket. That's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. And that's it. So you guys have a great week. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.